De Novo's
New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
Oh, I'm feeling that feel-good Friday feeling. So pumped for this weekend. Can't wait.
Oh, weekend couldn't come quick enough. How are you this morning, Crevo?
Yeah, look, a little bit tired, but up and about. Once I get in here and see your smiling face and hear Jess's voice, I'm just ready to take on the day, you know?
Oh, well, that's exciting to hear. Unfortunately for myself, though, Crevo, I am here this morning, which means didn't win 100 mil last night.
You know what? Emmy and I, my wife Emmy and I, we sat on the couch and, like, first of all, we didn't watch the draw, but we're like 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
She's got this ticket. Oh, going through that. Oh, won $20.
Yeah. You won your ticket back, but I suppose.
Yeah,
that's all right.
And then, like, she was in with her workmates and they got, like, half their money back or something like that. And it's just like, she was like, I don't think I bought the tickets right. I'm like, that's not how it works.
Yeah, I think I was the same. I won like $22 or something. So like, I spent $20 on my ticket. So,
oh, you're ahead.
$2 profit, but no one retires off $2 profit.
No.
You know what, but Jess could have won the big money. She does this for the love of the job. Even if she won 100 mil.
She'd still be back
I reckon
here.
Jess would still be in this morning, wouldn't you, Jess?
Probably.
And it was someone from New South Wales.
There you go. Could have been Hang Jess. On.
Maybe it was me. I don't know.
Jess.
Yeah.
Is that a new car in the lot this morning?
I wish.
Yeah, if only. Oh, dare to dream.
I wish.
Dare to dream.
If only.
It is someone in New South Wales. If you see, like, your neighbour, your friends, your workmate acting weird today, just ask them a few more questions.
Yeah, that's maybe ask if they go get the coffee or something. Yeah, see if they ask for
exactly.
Ask me to spot it or if they just cover it.
If they just cover it suspiciously, keep, like, probe further is all I'm saying.
I reckon someone's feeling very good for this Feel Good Friday.
Oh, someone's feeling it's one person as well.
Unbelievable.
Scoop the whole lot.
I think it was a Sydney dad, wasn't it?
Oh,
I think it was.
Jess trying to throw us off the scent.
Yeah, so I know.
Definitely Jess. All right.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at Five with Jess.
Bit of a consolation win last night, Jess, for our Blues.
Yes, a much, much better game. I only watched the highlights this morning because, of course, it was after my bedtime.
Yep.
But such a good game. The women's games, I find, are always so much more entertaining. They look like they actually love what they do, which
yep.
is great, and they just play a good game of footy. And last night it went down to the final 30 seconds. New South Wales, they were down 14-12 with 25 seconds to go. They ended up being awarded a penalty after Shanae Sezolka, she led with her foot, preventing Yasmin Clydesdale, one of our girls, from scoring. So they were awarded a penalty. Jessie Southwell, another one of our girls, she converted it, giving our side a 4-point lead. So we ended up winning last night's game 18-14, but unfortunately we were still, because the women's game was decided on aggregate points, we were still 4 points behind Queensland. So that means Queensland won the series, but we still won a game. We didn't let them have all of the glory.
Yeah, that's right. They didn't get all the bickies.
Exactly.
Just give them 3 games.
Exactly.
Like, what's this 2-game rubbish? Give them 3 games.
Precisely.
If you have to, use it as like a curtain raiser for the men's game. But I reckon even just a standalone fixture, give them 3 games. Because like you said,
surely,
God, there was a bit more passion last night than there was on Wednesday, wasn't there?
And there were like 18,000 people at the stadium.
How good.
Like, clearly there's some money in this.
The demand
surely
is there.
Worth it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Surely next year it'll be 3 games.
Yeah.
Like, you have to hope so.
Like, obviously, they've seen, as you said, that people want to go.
Exactly.
And there's money in it. Why wouldn't they? Anyway, we're all agreed on that, preaching to the converted. switching gears next, though, a bit of transport chaos yesterday.
Yeah, so we were talking about this yesterday, but trains were at a standstill, I think, only just after 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Passenger trains and coal trains on the Hunter Line only just got back up and going after a 64-year-old woman and a 16-year-old girl climbed on top of a coal train at Singleton. It was like the fourth or the fifth time this week. We've had protesters at Brankston, at Newcastle, at Kooragang a couple of times, but they were both, well, the 64-year-old was behind bars last night following ahead of a court appearance today. She was charged, and a 16-year-old girl was given bail to face a children's court next month. So
Well, guess we'll see how that all unfolds in the coming days.
Yes.
The Novos.
The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Oh, yeah, it's a Feel Good Friday, Stephen. How are you feeling this morning for
feeling
your
feeling very good. Friday. Particularly good this Friday as well, Crevo, because my brother is hours away from getting into Newey.
So, obviously, you're from Perth.
Yeah, yeah, and my whole family still lives in Perth.
Yeah.
Including my brother.
Yeah.
And he's coming to Newey for a week, Friday to Friday, and he's coming to the Cambo Farewell Festival tonight.
That's a bit of fun.
Snuck himself a little ticket, so...
Nice one.
I guess that really... That shows him the best Newcastle's got to offer, doesn't it, really?
Who are you most excited to see act-wise?
Maybe Illy tonight.
That'll be great.
The Fundamentals. I'm a real hood rat from back in the day, so yeah. All of them, you know, like 360, Seth Century, all of it appeals to me. So
yeah, it's right in your wheelhouse.
Oh, absolutely. And probably a genre of music that I've fallen off a little bit in the last couple of years, but it'll be a real, like, nostalgia trip to see them all perform live.
360 live, great. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's
fantastic.
It. That's it. And that's one on the bucket list. I've seen most of these artists before.
Yeah.
360 is the only one I've never seen.
Oh, how good's that then?
And he's one of the pioneers, isn't he?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
A real pioneer of this genre. So I'm excited to see him play for sure.
It's going to be a great night, no doubt. And yeah, having your brother, older brother, younger brother?
Younger brother, yeah. We're only like a year and a half apart, though. So,
okay.
So very close. And he's, yeah, staying at my place for the week.
The Merriweather Share House.
Yeah, gains one more person.
Fantastic.
But who knows what kind of carnage we're going to cause in the next week. It's going to be fun.
Is he a mischievous younger brother?
No, I lead him astray.
Okay, so you're the naughty boy in the duo.
The bad influence, if you will.
Very good. Oh, well, look forward to hearing the adventures of the Jones brothers over the next week or so. You're waking up with the Novos, Stephen and Crevo. And, Stephen, we're just reading multiple reports just now that basically that Titanic sub has imploded and they found a big, like, field of debris about 500 metres from the Titanic.
Yeah, that's it. The US Coast Guard have confirmed that they found multiple parts scattered, like you said, around the wreckage of the Titanic, which they have confirmed to be that Titanic exploration sub, which had obviously the five people on it, which has caused a massive search effort over the last 72 hours or so. But unfortunately, yeah, it seems like all five on that sub have unfortunately passed away.
Yeah.
And with no real certainty on if even their bodies can be recovered.
Well, it's such a great depth and it's such a, like, unforgiving part of the ocean.
Yeah.
That, you know, and that's partly why originally it took so long to even find the wreck of the Titanic, because it is so deep down.
Yeah.
And it's such a tricky part of the ocean to navigate. So, as you said, the bodies may never be recovered, which is just sad for all the families and everyone involved, really.
It is really sad for the families. The only thing that you can, you know, take some comfort in is it looks like it was like an implosion of the sub, which means they all died instantly.
Yeah.
Because there would have been nothing worse than a long, drawn-out death, losing oxygen in
slowly
that.
Slowly over time.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's what a lot of people, you know, as...
It's my worst fear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were talking about this off-air just before, that this... That's almost the most scary part, I think, for a lot of people in waiting for all of this to unfold.
But, yeah.
Of course, thoughts and you know, thoughts with all the families and everyone involved, because what a tough thing to go through.
Awful. Awful, awful.
But, yeah, this will probably wrap up sort of, or come to the tail end of the search now.
At least a bit of closure.
Indeed, indeed. You're on your FM.
Now, Crevo, there's news coming out of Japan, right?
Mm.
Who, you know, obviously we all, for many years there, were affected by COVID-19. Massive pandemic. But in Japan, only now are they really getting rid of masks. A lot of them still wearing it, but mask mandates have finally kind of been eased up, I suppose.
So, yeah, I was actually over there not that long ago, a month or so ago.
Yeah.
And I think we were there the first week you could take them off, but no one was taking them off.
Well, that's it. It's a slow process, and people are obviously still quite cautious around this, and rightfully so as well.
Sure.
But slowly but surely, people are becoming more comfortable, and the mask is starting to come off. But people have realised that they've spent the last 3 years with a mask on. They've forgotten how to smile.
What does that even mean?
Well, I didn't realise smiling was something that you learnt. I thought it was something that was, it was like breathing.
Yeah.
You know, you inherently knew how to do it.
Or you just did it. You didn't do it so other people could see it. You just did it because you wanted to.
Well, apparently not. Because apparently, yeah, after COVID, a lot of like Gen Zers, kind of like students my age,
yeah,
are taking up professional smiling lessons. So you can get like a professional smile. It's labeled as like the Hollywood smile. They teach you how to do the Hollywood smile for $55 a lesson.
Per lesson?
Yeah, but I reckon it'd only take, surely it'd only take a couple lessons, right?
No, you book them in for a whole term, isn't it?
Oh, no, you wouldn't. It wouldn't be like a whole semester type thing.
Now,
but
smile, a little bit higher on the edge on the right. No, less teeth.
No, well, there actually is, like, you laugh, but there's actually like this technique, you know?
What?
Like, you gotta, supposedly, you've gotta like purse, like point your lips up, right? But you're only allowed to show 8 teeth. 8 are your front teeth. That's it. That's the max you're allowed to show.
Oh, that is absolutely absurd. How are they counting? Like, do they sit there with a mirror count? Oh, you've done 9. You've done it wrong. Back for another class tomorrow.
Tell me you won't count yours after this.
I will never count how many teeth I have in a smile. I am looking at yours, though. What are we at? 2, 4, 6? Oh, you're way over 8.
Oh, see? Well, maybe I need these lessons. And maybe I need more than, like you said, 2 or 3 lessons.
Well,
maybe I would need a semester.
If you're willing to pay for them, I'm willing to take your money. As simple as that. And anyone around Newcastle who wants to pay for smiling lessons, just call the station, 4967-4105.
No, but I reckon it is a worthy investment. Do you think it's a waste of money?
No. You should definitely come to Crevo Smile Academy.
Oh, no.
I'll book you in for 10 lessons.
I'm not getting it off you.
Money up front.
I'm looking at you. That's why I think it's worthwhile investment. See, your smile thinks $55 could be used well there.
Anyone who wants to pay for lessons, I'll sort you out with a great deal. And I've got a bridge for sale as well. New FM.
New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
And if you're just joining us, welcome. The way this game works is we give you 3 things, 3 words, and you have to figure out what is the theme between the 3 of them. And if you can do that faster than your opponent, you win prizes.
We make it real easy in the morning as well. We know you're getting up. Maybe you haven't finished your first coffee yet. The brain, it's taken a while to tick over.
That's okay, though.
So don't worry. We look after you, of course. And if you can, like Crevo said, find that pattern quicker than your opponent. Prizes up for grabs today, Crevo.
Yeah, that's right.
Pretty spectacular for your Feel Good Friday.
Tasty prize. Let's hear it,
well,
Stephen.
The winner of 3 of a Kind, of course, wins a Maniac's Axe Throwing Gift Voucher, which is, of course, Newcastle's home of axe throwing, craft beer, Viking cocktails and good times. I'm going there next week with my brother. Going to be a bit of fun, I think.
There's an added bonus. If you go along, you might see Stephen. Bit of celeb spotting.
Well, that's it. Sometimes you need to, like, release that anger, you know? And I feel like throwing an axe is just, there's something like primal, something animalistic about chucking an axe.
There certainly is.
Makes you feel good. Anyway, the winner of 3 of a Kind, of course, gets that prize. And everyone on the air today goes in the draw for a family pass to the Hunter Valley Guns Snowtime in the Guns for our Novo's test drive on Saturday, 1st of July. So that'll be fun as well.
Yeah, so you got a chance to win a bunch of stuff there. Now, let's give an example to show how this works. I'm going to give you one here.
Right, okay, yep.
Frosty Fruit, Calippo, Maxibon.
Stephen.
Yeah.
Types of ice cream?
Yep. Simple as that.
There you go.
If you think you can do that thing, 4967-4105. That's the number to call. You can win the axe throwing gift voucher, plus you're in the draw to come along to Snowtime in the Gardens family pass. It's an absolute yes from me. 4967-4105. Give us a call now. We need 2 contestants on the air next. New FM. Let's give away some free stuff.
1, 2, 3. New FM. This is the Novo's 3 of a Kind.
Yeah, that's right. This is where you have to figure out the theme between 3 things that we give you, a little pattern recognition. First of 2, best of 3, 2 people from Newcastle up against each other. And, yeah, simple as that.
Yeah, Crevo, I love as well, starting the Feel Good Friday. by giving away free stuff. There's no better way to launch yourself into your weekend.
Couldn't agree more.
They're getting some free stuff. And if you are looking for something to do on the weekend, of course, we've got a Maniacs axe throwing gift voucher up for grabs as part of Three of a Kind this morning. Newcastle's home of axe throwing, craft beer, Viking cocktails and good times. Plus, everyone on the air today, of course, goes in the draw for a family pass to the Hunter Valley Gardens Snowtime in the Gardens. Novo's test drive is on Saturday the 1st of July between 10 and 12pm.
Absolutely superb. Just for being here on the air, you're already in the draw for stuff. Brilliant.
Well, should we meet the contestants who are in the draw for stuff this morning?
Indeed, indeed. Let's do it. First of all, we got Crystal. How's Adamstown Heights this morning?
Pretty cold.
Yeah. It's been a bit chilly around, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you still at home now? Are you in the heating or are you on the way to work?
I'm at work.
Oh, you're at work. What are you doing right now?
I'm working at a cafe, so coffee stuff, yeah.
Oh, just coffee. Just doing coffee stuff. Nothing to worry about.
Shh, we won't tell the boss. It's all right.
It's all good.
You've done a sneaky one. Let's meet your contestant this morning, Crystal. We've got Mick in Patterson. Morning, Mick.
G'day, guys. How are we?
Very well, mate. How's yourself?
Oh, fantastic as usual.
Yeah. Are you keen for your weekend?
I am, yeah.
Oh, yeah, nice there you one. Go. Let's launch these Novocastrians, these hard-working, battling Novocastrians into their weekend, of course, with, like I said, the chance to win Three of a Kind. Should we just jump straight into it, Creevo?
Yeah, we'll test everyone's buzzers first.
Oh,
Crystal, first go. Your name's your buzzer?
Chris.
Oh, and Mick?
Mick.
Beautiful.
Easy.
Yeah.
Very strong. Technology is all working.
Here we go.
So, best of luck to both our contestants. Your first set of three items is... vanilla, choc mint, cookies and cream.
Chris.
Crystal first.
Ice cream.
Yep, ice that cream flavours, that'll do.
One on the board.
All right, one on the board to Crystal. Mick, bit of scoreboard pressure here, mate. Best of luck to both our contestants. Your next one. Mahogany, pine, oak.
Chris?
Crystal, go on.
There's something wrong with your buzzer, but
Trees?
Go. Trees? Yeah, you know what? That's actually technically right. We've got to give you that.
Oh, there you go. Happy days.
Indeed.
Well, there you go.
We were originally going for wood, but they got to be trees first to be wood, don't they?
Well, there you go. Yeah, she's done us on a technicality. And, of course, Crystal will be throwing axes at pieces of wood.
Yeah.
About the axe gift voucher.
Oh, Mick's just gone. He's had enough
Mick's
of that.
Mick's had enough, but there you go. That's your Feel Good Friday. I don't think Mick wants to come back on Monday.
Nah, probably not. He's done with this. He's had it.
Creevo, I've got a bit of a call to action for you, I guess.
Oh, something, a task for me, is it? That's fun.
No, well, not a task for you. I've got a suggestion to fix Newcastle roads, essentially.
Oh, this is a bit of fun.
So there's a bit of murmur going around Newcastle Reddit, essentially, saying that the sensors that affect the change in traffic lights, I don't know if they're like magnetic sensors or if they're weighted under the road. I'm not sure how it works.
It's magnetic. It's magnetic.
It is?
Yeah.
Yeah. But so those sensors, apparently in Newcastle, a lot of people are complaining are, I guess, temperamental at the best of times.
Not working properly.
They seem to not work. You know, they work sometimes, maybe not others, which means you can be stuck at the lights for minutes on end, right?
With no good reason. Sometimes the other way will be just empty.
Well, that's it. And the great example we have is, of course, here at the front of Sandgate Bunker, we've got that U-turn bay on Maitland Road, the infamous U-turn bay. And you and I, obviously the show starts at 5, so we're there, you know, at 4:30 in the morning.
Yep.
Not a car in sight.
Nah.
And you're waiting there for minutes and minutes and minutes.
Sometimes it's like 5 minutes, no joke.
And you're like, why can't I go? There's not a single other car coming the other direction. And of course, always Murphy's Law as well. As soon as another car starts coming, they get a yellow light anyway, and then you get to go.
That's the thing. And with that one in particular, and it goes across traffic lights all across Newcastle and the Hunter, right?
Yeah.
That's a big main road, Maitland Road. The little U-turn bay, as soon as you hit that magnet, it should trigger it, basically, because the other way should be just green all the rest of the time.
Well, that's it. That's what you'd imagine, yeah. Mm. Green until changed otherwise.
That's right.
But, like we said, bit temperamental.
Oh, it's a dreadful one.
I think I've got a fix for it, though. I've been thinking of a solution.
Okay.
And I think I've got a bit of a fix for it. Because for too long, intersections like that have fallen into, like, the black or the white category.
Yeah.
And those two categories are basically red light, or like a giveaway type situation, either a giveaway sign or like a roundabout, which is essentially a giveaway anyway.
Yeah.
But I think we should do a little bit of this. Why don't we have both? That's what I'm saying here.
Okay.
What's
your idea?
Just how we have school zones are 40 kilometres an hour during certain peak times.
Yeah, during school hours.
And then during other hours, you can go back up to your 50 or 60 or whatever it regularly is to help the flow of traffic.
Mm-hmm.
I think if we have, that intersection, for example, the U-turn on Maitland Road.
Yeah.
If we have that as operated by lights between 7 and 7, where, lots of cars are on the road, perfectly fine. But in those off times, so before 7 and after 7, just make it a giveaway.
That's actually genius.
Why do we have to lock ourselves into it's either a red light or it's a giveaway? And why can't we do both?
And it's not as if there's nothing that's done this before. School zone is a perfect example.
Parking zones do it as well, You can park.
You can absolutely have stuff with times on it.
I think this is the perfect solution to fix these lights in Newcastle.
Let's do it. Let's petition. Let's get the mayor on. Let's get the traffic, whoever needs to, RTA.
The powers that be.
RMS. We need to change that. That's an absolute game changer.
Enjoy a fun-filled day of frosty activities at Hunter Valley Gardens. No time in the garden. June 24 to July 23. Get your tickets now at huntervalleygardens.com.au or test drive Snowtime in the Garden with Anovos. 105.3 New FM.
Yeah, and you can test drive that with us, winning all across our show just by getting on the air. But also, the winning continues because just after 7 o'clock, Stephen, $825 up for grabs with Trivia Check.
Where will it stop?
Nobody knows.
Where on earth is this going to stop? It's absolutely chaos at the moment. It's madness.
I know. And it's just all you have to do is answer one question. I think that's why it's so surprising it hasn't gone off yet.
Well, that's it. One question between you and that cash leading into your weekend.
It'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Happy days. Like you said, that's up after 7. Up next, though, Crevo. My brother is on the way to Newcastle as we speak, doing the journey from Perth to Newey.
Nice one.
And while he's been on the plane, he's been messaging me, and I think he's been done a bit of a disservice.
Okay, all right. So it's a little bit of strife, if you will, on the plane. We'll chat more about that up next as you wake up with the Novo. Stephen and Crevo, New FM.
And it's Feel Good Friday, Crevo. Particularly Feel Good Friday for myself because my brother is on the way to Newcastle. I'm obviously very excited about this. He's currently on the journey, Perth to Newey.
Yep.
So he's got like a day of travel ahead of him, really.
Yeah.
But he's doing the first leg. So he's flying Perth to Brisbane. And then Brisbane to Newcastle, I believe.
Right.
Because you can't get a direct flight.
No.
So you've either got to fly via Brisbane or via Melbourne, or obviously fly to Sydney and then get the train.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think he's flying to Brisbane. So it's like a 5-hour flight or something like that. So he strapped himself in, ready to go. And he's on a Qantas flight. He's doing pretty well. So he's got Wi-Fi on the flight.
Sweet.
Sending me messages, updating me on how he's going.
Yeah.
But he's told me, 30 minutes into his flight, basically as soon as the seatbelt signs come off, the lady in front of him has reclined her seat all the way back. Come on. It's a domestic flight. 5 hours. Surely you can survive sitting upright.
No, I completely... You know what? So you're saying that it's wrong to recline the seat on a domestic?
I'm just saying it's a bit selfish.
Nah.
It is. I understand there's an argument for it for long-haul flights. You're going over to, America or going to the UK or something like that. Obviously, you'll need to recline your seat at some point because that's a long time. But for 5 hours... Surely you can just sit there.
That's ridiculous, Stephen. It's the fact that, it's 5 hours at this time of the morning. You want a little snooze. And the way to do that is you recline your seat. If they thought it was wrong to have seats reclining on domestic flights, they'd lock them. They'd lock them in position.
No. I feel like it's one of those things, legally you can do it.
Of course you can. There's nothing wrong with it.
But morally, you shouldn't. Think about your fellow passenger. You're all in it together, Because what happens? So the person in front of you reclines.
Yep.
So then you recline.
Sure. What's wrong with that?
What happens to the person in the last row? They got no room to recline.
I think the people in the last row can recline.
They cannot.
There is definitely... The seat is not flush against the wall. That's ridiculous.
Surely it is. Back against the wall.
Nah, there's a little gap in there. They can recline. That is the dumbest argument I've ever heard.
Nah, I think
that
this is
the
silly.
Dumbest argument I've ever heard.
Nah, because then you flush up against it. You can't even go back.
you can't be worrying about whether or not the person in the last row can recline and saying that you can't because of that due to a domino effect.
Well, anyway, if the person in front of you... Here's another argument then.
Okay.
The person in front of you reclines their seat.
Yeah.
Where's your little, like, phone holder, your iPad holder go to watch your shows?
You can still put it on the tray table.
Oh, but the tray table's on the piss as well because the seat's on the piss.
You can't. It's not. That's not how it works. The tray table will still be flat. I don't think you... Nah, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard to say, that you're not allowed to recline a seat on a domestic flight.
I just think it's so, so selfish. That's my honest opinion. I think for a short flight like that, it's a little hot. Hop over to Brizzy. I think that's ridiculous.
Okay, you and I clearly do not agree on this, but let's let Newcastle decide here. 4967-4105. Is it right or wrong to recline your seat on a domestic flight? Stephen's saying you cannot do it, which is absurd. I'm saying it's absolutely
so selfish.
As soon as that seatbelt light flicks off, recline as much as you want. I encourage it.
Anyway, give us a call, 4967-4105, of course, and give Crevo a bit of a spray. And just for doing so, you win yourself a family pass to Hunter Valley Gardens. Snow time in the guns as part of our Novo's test drive, Saturday 1st of July. So make sure you get involved in that, because there's going to be heaps of fun activities for the family. Of course, snowball fights. Man, you might need a snowball fight to sort this out.
I think so.
Snow angels, snowmen, tobogganing, ice skating, all that good stuff.
Going along to that for free, how good's that?
4967-4105. Can you recline your seat on a domestic flight? Let us know.
Here on UFM.
And we're having a bit of a debate in studio because my brother is excitingly on his way to Newcastle from Perth, but like 30 minutes into his flight, the lady in front of him has reclined her bloody seat. It's a domestic flight. She's reclined her seat. So selfish, I think. So selfish.
And yourself and your brother, the two Jones brothers, are saying that this is the wrong thing to do. You're saying you can't recline a seat on a domestic flight.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're saying. Oof. I think while legally, obviously, it's okay, morally, it's definitely a grey area.
It's not a grey area at all. It's, if you want to recline it, you recline it. Anyway, should we go...
Well, of course, we opened up this debate to the phones on 4967-4105. Sure. So you can give us a call and go in the draw for a family pass to Hunter Valley Snowtime.
Snowtime in the gardens at Hunter Valley Gardens for our test drive.
Which will be very exciting. We also opened this up, though, on our Instagram, @thenovos_. So far, 60% of people saying it's all right.
Yeah, of course, it's fine. It's fine. Anyway, let's go to the phone, shall we? Katie, how's Cardiff today?
Bloody cold, but we're okay.
You're surviving. Yeah. That's right. Now, what are your thoughts on this? Is it okay to recline your seat on a domestic flight?
Absolutely. It's intended purpose. But kids on flights, on the other hand, leave them at home. That's absolutely wrong.
Kids on flight in general?
Yep. Recline your seats all the way. Leave your kids at home. Planes are not the place, kids. No.
Wow. So what if you want to take your kids on a holiday? No go.
You have to go by boat.
I also have children, so that's my perspective. Go on a holiday, leave the kids at home.
Well, to be fair, I think if they added like this blanket rule that no kids were allowed on flights...
I think the airline industry would be in all sorts of trouble.
No, but you don't reckon a lot of parents would be like, oh, I'd love to take you on this week trip to Fiji, but the airline, they won't take you. Like, oh, it's a rotten bit of luck.
Katie loves that idea.
Yeah, it sounds
inspired.
Like everyone kicks a goal with that one.
Oh, well.
Unfortunately, though, I'm
your
on my own.
Stuck.
On my own little flight.
Exactly.
No one agreeing with me here.
So we get producer Scott, just quickly before we wrap this up. You there?
Gents, how you doing?
Yeah, now what are your thoughts?
Mate, I'm Team Steven, 100%.
Oh, what?
Yep. Let's go.
110%. Look, if somebody did it to me, I'd hate it, so I won't do it to somebody else.
Okay.
That's exactly how I feel. You know, it's that older generation, Crevo, like yourself, who are just so entitled, you know? They're just, it's unbelievable.
Generation. Turn it up.
Awesome. Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
That it most certainly is, Crevo. Feel Good Friday. One lucky person could be feeling extra good on this Friday. $825 up for grabs this morning with Trivia Check. One question, between you and that cash moolah. It's so easy.
That's right. If you're just joining us or if you haven't heard this game before, we just ask you one question. And if you get it right, you get $825.
So if you normally dominate at, you know, the pub trivia, mm-hmm. you think, I've got all this useless information stored up in me noggin. It could be not so useless this morning. You could win yourself, like I said, $825. So
that's right. Or even if you, like, say, oh, you dominated pub trivia, or if you've just ever answered a question correctly.
Well, that's it. You never know. Like,
it could be yours.
You could be like a really big like superhero movie fan.
Yep.
And then the question is around that. And it's just right in your wheelhouse. You never know. So give us a call, 4967-4105. And of course, you can have your crack at Trivia Check on the other side of this.
New FM.
Now up next, Crevo, joined by Dylan Lucas, of course, Knights back rower, head of a massive game against Penrith Saturday night. So we're away in Penrith. Going to be a pretty tough road trip. So we'll see how the camp feels, how the boys are prepping. Like I said, with Dylan Lucas on the air next.
Now, though.
Oh, that's awesome.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
That it most certainly is. Let's do it. It's Friday. It's a feel-good Friday. Let's give away Crevo. $825 cash dollars in your pocket if you don't mind.
Listen to this. That's me rubbing my hands together. I'm so excited about this. I want to give the money away.
If you are just joining the show, of course, we play this every day after 7. And all you got to do is answer one trivia question right, and you can win yourself a bit of cash.
That's
and
all right.
Cost of living through the roof at the moment.
Everyone needs it.
Every penny helps out just that little bit. So, like I said, one question between you and the money. Should we meet our lucky contestant this morning?
Let's do it. It's Roy in Anna Bay. How you doing, Roy?
Yeah, good guys. How are you?
Very good. Now tell us, you're on your way to work, you're working today. What's your situation?
I'm on the way to work.
Okay. What do you do for a crust?
I'm a tiler.
A tiler. Okay.
That's
nice
hard,
one.
Yakko, isn't it?
It's not good on the body.
Yeah. Lifting tiles, doing grouting, mixing grout. Oh.
You're a tiler, Crevo.
The mix isn't quite right. Oh, jeez. All that sort of stuff. You wouldn't get that wrong, though, would you? That's apprentice gear, isn't it?
It sounds too familiar.
Bit of PTSD from that one. Well, fingers crossed we can make you feel good heading into your weekend, of course, Roy, with $825 up for grabs. You've got a 5-second timer as well. Are you ready for your question?
Yeah, let's do this.
All right, best of luck, mate. Your question is, Nicola Olaslagers is an Australian Olympic athlete known for which event?
Ooh, weightlifting?
Is it weightlifting?
Oh, no.
Sorry, man.
High jump athlete, apparently, mate.
Damn.
No, nobody.
Yeah, I didn't know that one either.
Would have been a stab in the dark for me as well, I think. But there you go. You won't forget it now. High jump athlete, so.
Better luck next time.
Does mean, though, Crevo, next week for Monday, $850 up for grabs.
A lot of people will be keen on getting their hands on that.
I want it.
Well, certainly.
We've seen this kick before. It's Auckland. It is a try. It's a delightful Newcastle try.
Touch the air, Knights. Hey, here we go.
And Newcastle are threatening to blow this game apart. Takes it. Oh, he might have just done it. Absolutely gorgeous for the Knights.
Crevo, big clash this Saturday night. The Knights taking on Penrith.
This is huge because it's a big, long-standing rivalry.
It is, and a scary game as well. But we've been lucky enough to be joined, I suppose, by Knights back rower Dylan Lucas. Thanks for joining us, Dylan. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, guys. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Now, we alluded to there, for the last couple of years, there probably hasn't been a scarier trip than Penrith in Penrith. How are you guys preparing for a big game?
We've had a really big week of training this week. We've prepared really well, obviously, going down there. It is a challenge there. One of the top sides in the comp this year, and they have been for the past few years. So we've just been doing what we can to focus on ourselves to give us the best chance down there this weekend.
Now, I believe that this is what I've been told. You're one of the fittest on the team. Have you been like G'ing the other boys up and trying to get them on your routine?
No, I think that's a little bit of genetics for me. I We had a big preseason this year, and all the boys are very fit this year. Fittest I've seen the group. It's starting to show in the games too, so we'll be up for the challenge this weekend.
No doubt.
Yeah, nice for some, hey, if you're just born with that genetic ability. The rest of us slugging away, working hard, eh?
Yeah, I think it's just, I'm a bit lucky with that.
Yeah, just blessed. Blessed is the word we're looking at.
Now, unfortunately, the season's been a bit of a tale of close but no cigar for the Knights this season. And we look at last week's result as well. So close, but just couldn't get the chockies. Is there something you guys are doing to kind of get that monkey off your back so you can get back to winning these close games?
Yeah, obviously it is very frustrating for us as a group. We don't want to be just close. We want to be winning those games towards the back end. And it is very frustrating, but we've got those processes in place that we're sticking to, and we've gone back and had a look at those games in little areas where key moments where we sort of didn't do what needed to be done, and we're looking at that, and hopefully this weekend we can turn that around.
Now, obviously, the Panthers, like you said, have been so strong for so many years, and a big part of that's Cleary, but they're missing a lot of their stars, Cleary included. Is it almost harder to prepare when you get these guys that you haven't seen as much football from in the scout?
They don't really change too much. They've got that next man up mentality, so they will still play the same brand of footy. I think it's more about us focusing on us this week, making sure we do what we can to win the game. I don't think it's as much on them. We just got to get ourselves right.
Well, fingers crossed you can get yourself right, and best of luck this Saturday. Fingers crossed you can come home with a win, hey?
Thank you. Appreciate it, guys.
The Novos.
New FM. Feel Good Friday.
Know about you, but I feel good. Crevo, went to the shops yesterday, last minute after work.
Yeah, what's your local?
The Junction Coles.
Yeah.
So I went to, Coles the Junction. I swung there after work quickly, decided I was going to grab a couple things for like a little charcuterie board for my brother when he comes.
Oh, that's nice.
So when I pick him up, we can have, some wine and some cheese and have a bit of a catch up this afternoon, which would be very nice. But because I swung straight from work, didn't bring me bags for shopping. Like, just didn't bring any at all.
You don't have any just in the car kind of thing?
Nah, not normally.
Right.
We have, like, a drawer they're kept in. And me and my housemates take them when we go shopping and then put them back in the drawer.
Smart.
But what I noticed when I went to the shops is that Coles, you can't buy those reusable plastic bags anymore.
Oh,
the 15-cent bag, gone.
Yeah, right.
Completely gone. So your option is you can obviously buy, a paper bag.
Oh, yeah.
For, like, I don't know, 10 cents or something like that. Or you can buy one of those, like, reusable...
Heavy-duty ones
for, like, a dollar or whatever they are. But the little 15-cent plastic bag, gone.
You know what? Good riddance.
Was there any warning, Bud? I didn't hear anything about this going.
I think I read something a couple of weeks ago. Randomly on news.com or something. But anyway, they must have pulled the pin completely.
Well, that's it. You wouldn't think they'd run out of stock for something like
this.
There wasn't even a spot for it to where it would have sat.
I think they've finally said, look, we got to, practice what we preach and get rid of these things.
Ah, well, about time. I lost yesterday, but overall, it's good.
You just buy a dollar one or carry it in your arms.
Yeah, that's it.
Life goes on.
That's it, yeah.
Anyway, a warning. Make sure you bring your bags because you can't buy those cheap ones anymore.
Yeah, PSA.
Indeed. Would I Lie to You up next, which is a bit of fun, and we'll chat more about that in just a minute here at New FM.
The Novos. New FM. Would I Lie to You, baby? Would I Lie to You?
Yeah, the way this works is both Stephen and I will be having an object in our hands and you basically just have to play lie detector and figure out what that is.
So,
and then up for grabs, we have an awesome prize, right?
Yeah, we got $50 worth of meat thanks to our good friends at Singo's. So, lowest prices and the highest quality meat. Shop with Singo's Broadmeadow and enjoy the benefits. I mean, $50 worth of meat.
Oh, going into
better
the weekend.
Better than the old meat pack at the pub, isn't it?
Absolutely, because you can pick whatever you want.
That's it.
At the meat pack, they always stick you with the off cuts.
Yeah.
They put a couple of good steaks on top.
And you go,
I'm going to do great. And then underneath, it's all schnitzels. And you're like, oh, what have I done here? all right, so what we need is a contestant, 4967-4105. If you would like to score yourself $50 worth of meat from Singo's, call now.
Yeah, so you've got to try and decide who's lying. Crevo or I, we both have an item, in inverted commas, Only one of us telling the truth. You got to play, like Kriva said, detectives. You're like a sniffer dog smelling out the rat.
That's right.
To figure out who's telling fibs and who's telling the truth.
That's right. And if you can do it, if you can figure out who is telling the truth, you'll win yourself the $50 Singo's voucher. So we need one contestant on the line now. 4967 4105. We'll play Would I Lie to You up next. New FM.
The Novo. The Novos. New FM. To you?
Yeah, we're going to play Would I Lie to You. So this one's been, I guess, on the shelf for a little bit, Kriva. It hasn't had a run for a while. So
it's a bit of fun, though. We're bringing it back.
Yeah, so for those that are new, basically what happens, you get to play a bit of detective. So Kriva and I both have an item in front of us. An item is in inverted commas, the old bunny is 6699.
Yeah.
Because one of us is obviously telling the truth and does have the item they say they do in front of them. The other one, telling porkies.
Yeah, an absolute lie.
So what you've got to do is try and decide, you know, you've got to be a bit of a sniffer dog.
Yeah.
And smell out the rat.
Yeah, tell us who is telling the truth. That's what you need to figure out.
And if you can do that, you can win yourself $50 worth of the finest. A $50 voucher to Singo's. Fill your fridge, freezer and bellies with great weekly specials now at Singo's Butchery, Broadmeadow. So, if you want $50 worth of snags, you've got to... how much do you reckon... How many snags do you get $50? Fair bit at Singo's, wouldn't you?
Yeah, heaps, because they've got such good value meat there. They're awesome. All right, so, of course, this is your chance to do it. Let's meet our detective for this morning. It is Jess in Curry. How you doing, Jess?
Thank you.
That's the way. Now, do you consider yourself quite a good, good at picking when someone's lying?
Oh, not really, but I'll give it a shot.
Okay. All right. Well, that's okay.
See how happy Kriva was about that? He's music to his ears because he's telling fibs.
Away, we've got pot shots happening.
And he knows that if you're no good at picking it, he might be a chance today. So don't let him get in your head, Jess. That's all I'm saying.
Rightio then.
Okay, now Jess, who do you want to go first? Of course, one of us has a real object, the other is telling you a lie. It's your job to figure it out. Who would you like to go first to give you a pitch?
Kriva.
Okay, I'm up first. So what I've got in front of me here, Jess, is a CommBank Smart Mini. Now, you're thinking, what is that? Well, basically the bank has sent us like a little mini card reader to try and get us to, at the shop, switch from our existing card reader over to a CommBank one. Now, I'm going to open up the box. There's a bit of paperwork in here. Oh, they say they accept Visa, Amex, all that stuff. And then here, I'll get the... There's the, me getting it out of the box, sort of. It's quite hard plastic. It's one of those real small ones, right? I'll put a card in it. I've prepared a card so you can hear it going in and out. All right, Jess? Here we go.
Yep.
There's me putting it in, taking it out again. That's my Visa card. The numbers are four. Oh, no, I'm not saying that. there it is. The CommBank Mini Smart Reader thing. It's got a little USB cable and stuff in the box. That is what I've got. Now it is Stephen's turn.
I've come a little bit less prepared, Jess. If I'm honest, I kind of forgot we had to do this today. So what I've grabbed out of my bag is my signature scent, the old can of Lynx Africa. 100 grams. We've all seen the can, you know, black can with the green and red pattern. 24-hour fresh, it says on the front. So I've nicked it from the bag. Obviously, one of the twist tops as well. The standard kind of Lynx, I guess, can setup. Nothing quite as flashy as a card reader, but sometimes if it's too, you know, if it sounds too good to be true, maybe it is. That's all I'm saying, Jess.
Stephen, why don't you just spray a little bit of the can so we can hear it?
I don't want to, what, you want me to waste my signature scent just on the air?
It's only a tiny bit, only a gram or two.
All right, well, look, I'll give it a little bit of a quick squirt, but that's it, because I don't want to waste too much of it.
See,
it's only 100 gram.
Only one squirt?
Yeah, one squirt.
Only one squirt.
One
for
little
Jess.
Spray. You ready?
Yeah.
That's it. I've given it a little quick spray in front of the microphone. That's me. That's me. Lynx Africa can.
All right, now Jess, this is where you get to jump in and ask some questions. Okay, do you have any questions for me about the card reader or my story?
What size would you say the actual device is?
Size.
Yeah. What size is it? It's a fair question. How big is it?
Maybe like the size of a coaster?
Size of a calculator, maybe? That'd be convenient.
No, like a drinks coaster, I reckon.
Okay.
Any more questions for me, or we move on to Stephen?
Move on, please.
Okay, what questions do you have for Stephen? None. All right, so what we need, this is absolutely, you know, I know you're pondering a lot. We're getting a lot of thrilling conversation out of you, but what we need is for you to come to a decision.
Well, what's your gut feeling? What's your gut feeling to start with, Jess?
Who is telling the truth, do you think?
I'm feeling that the can is true.
You're feeling the can is true. Now, do you want to lock it in, or have you got any final questions?
No, I just
lock it in. All right, so you think Stephen is telling the truth. Unfortunately, that is correct. He just made that noise with his mouth, and I've got the card reader, and you go home empty-handed.
Oh, thanks for playing, though, Jess. Appreciate it.
Have a great day, and of course, it's back next week.
Yeah, and of course, thanks to our friends at Singo's as well. Ease the cost of living. Check out the great weekly special at Singo's Butchery, Broadmeadow. $50 to play for next week as well, I suppose.
New FM's $20,000 side hustle.
Oh, Stephen, one of my favourite things to do is to put people on the New FM payroll and get them paid for doing very, very little.
And you're a bit of an entrepreneur as well, so I feel like that appeals to your, like, core. Getting money for doing something that's just so easy.
That's right. Hustle culture. I'm all about it. What do you got? Plenty of irons in the fire. That's the way to do it. Money coming in over here, money coming in over there. That's the way to live your life.
And if you want another plate spinning,
yep,
this is the perfect way to do it. Head to newfm.com.au, of course, to register. Once registered, make sure you're listening. Have that number ready to, on speed dial.
Yeah.
4967415, because if we call your name, you've got 10 minutes to give us a call back. And if you do, like Crevo alluded to, you become an honorary member, an honorary employee here at New FM on part of our payroll. It's all part of New FM's 20K side hustle.
Having the radio on, it could be like dollar coins just falling out of it onto your table at all times. How handy is that?
Well, that's exactly what happened last night. Well, yesterday evening, I suppose, for Christy in Charlestown. So she called up just after 5 yesterday with Jolfi Drive Home. She secured herself $105.
Straight away.
Still on the payroll overnight, so it could build today, but there is someone who's trying to, I guess, take that money for themselves, get themselves a slice of that pie and become that member of our payroll. So, have you got your timer ready to go here, Creeper?
Right. I do.
10 minutes on the clock, about to start for Steph Bray in Gilliston Heights. Steph Bray, Gilliston Heights, 10 minutes on the clock now. Give us a call, 4967-405. If you want to become New FM's next member of the payroll, it's our 20K side hustle.
New FM.
Now, what's the goss up next? Scott, what have you got for us this morning, mate?
Boys, there's a story floating around about, look, they're getting things from celebrities, but then this person has taken it to a whole nother level, buying something that a celebrity has used. It's pretty gross. Let's talk about it next.
Okay. All right, all to come for.
Now, though, this
New FM's $20,000 side hustle.
Now, this is where you, of course, can win yourself money just by getting on our New FM payroll. It's very easy. You just register newfm.com.au and then listen out. You've got to be listening to New FM at all times for your chance to get on our payroll and win yourself $105 instantly, and then it can just grow and grow.
Well, that's it. Genuinely not an easier way to win money right across the Hunter. You get to work, just flick it on 105.3, you know, and then you're listening, doing your job. You hear your name.
Quick, give us a call.
All of a sudden, you got 2 jobs.
That's it.
One job's gone to 2 in the space of 5 minutes. Making money like that.
While you're making money. Simple.
Now, of course, last night, well, yesterday evening, just after 5 o'clock for your drive home with Joel, Christy from Charlestown got herself a second job, as we alluded to there, became an honorary member of New FM, $105 on the payroll, but we gave a call out not long ago to Steph from Gilliston Heights to see if she wanted to have a crack at being a part of our team, and can confirm at a very pacey, you know, pacey call, Steph has gotten in touch. Good morning, Steph.
Good morning.
Now, you sound like you're in the car, you're on the road to your actual job?
Yes.
Nice one. Now, while you're driving, you're making money. How good's that?
Whoop, whoop.
Ah, we love a whoop whoop. It's Feel Good Friday. Now, what do you actually do for a crust, Steph?
I work at the post office.
Oh, there you go.
Nice one. Are you doing sorting? You're weighing people's packages? What are you up to? What's the biggest package you've ever seen come in?
A fridge.
Wow.
That is a big package.
Yeah, massive package. Too much package. Yeah, some might say.
Some might say indeed.
Well, now you can add new FM employee to your resume as well, Steph. Congratulations. $105 guaranteed. And fingers crossed for your Feel Good Friday. Just grows and grows and grows. You can earn yourself a bit of beer money for the weekend. How good's that?
Awesome. Thank you very, very much.
You're very welcome, and it's so easy. Be like Steph. Register now. newfm.com.au.
The Novos. What's the goss? New FM.
What have you got for us this morning, Scott? Some odd celebrity items up for sale?
Yeah, it is. Look, gents, it's no, like, secret that people want to buy stuff that celebrities have used. You've seen leather jackets, you see guitars, all that going.
Oh, you see gum and stuff as well. All this odd stuff up for sale, hey?
Well, Stephen, I reckon if you took a couple of the pen lids that you chew on in the studio to the exchange on a Saturday night, you'd get good money for that.
Oh, turn it up. Max volume. Anyway, what's actually for sale?
What's actually for Stephen's saliva,
by the sounds of it.
Well, look, who wouldn't pay for that? But, gents, how about a bidet? But it's not just an ordinary bidet. It's one that could have potentially been used by Queen Bee and Jay-Z.
Wow. So, what's the story behind this? You say potentially used. Yes. Has it come from, like, a hotel they stayed in or something like
that? What's the situation?
So, believe it or not, Beyonce and Jay-Z were once renters, must be nice, over in Holmby Hills over in the US. They rented a mansion over there back in 2015. When they left, the property was sold in 2017, and now the buyer of the property is doing renovations and getting out all the junk. So there's windows, there's doors, and the bidet advertised online as potentially being used by the power couple.
See, there's no proof, you see.
No proof.
What's ridiculous about this as well is what, they purchased the house in 2017, right? This current owner purchased it in 2017. So they've had it for 6 years.
Yeah.
And now, so how many times have they used it
since
Jay-Z and Beyonce potentially used it? So any reminiscence of their, like, essence on there would have been just overpowered and overtaken, I suppose, by this new owner's stinky bottom.
Well, see, I think I reckon they would have spent the last, what, 5-6 years running around every surface in that mansion with a swab DNA testing to see if there was any trace of Jay-Z or Beyonce anywhere that they could sell that for some hard-earned money.
I don't know. I think if you buy a $40 million house, you're not really worried about that sort of stuff. However, I mean,
you got to pay it off somehow, but
I guess, you sell the bidet for a bunch of money. That's going to help with cost of the reno.
Power's going up for everyone, mate. Not just those struggling, you know?
No, AGL, geez, they're charging an absolute fortune these days. Thanks for that. Of course, what's goss? Back, same time, same place tomorrow. New FM.
Enjoy a fun-filled day of frosty activities at Hunter Valley Gardens. No time in the garden. June 24 to July 23. Get your tickets now at huntervalleygardens.com.au or test drive Snowtime in the Garden with the Novos. 105.3 New FM.
Yeah, how good Snowtime in the Garden going to be? A bit of a winter wonderland, Crevo.
Oh, amazing.
And everything's there, the whole kit and caboodle. We're talking snowball fights, mega snow pit, ice skating, toboggan riding, snowman or snow angel building, and so much more. And of course, all week, Crevo, we've been trying to, I guess, recruit Novocastrian families to experience the magic of this winter wonderland with us on Saturday, July 1st, So if you want to enjoy a fun-filled day of frosty activities at Hunter Valley Gardens, Snowtime in the Gardens, on from June 24th to July 23rd, you can get your tickets at huntervalleygardens.com.au or you get involved in the show and win them on us. And I need you to get involved in the show up next because I've come up with a bit of a genius idea, but my housemates think it's a bit icky, gross.
Okay, so you've come up with a new sort of invention or
technique. Always innovating.
Yeah, you are. You're an innovator. It's what you're known for.
But my housemates, there's a bit of resistance in the Meriwether Share House. So.
All right, so we'll find out about all of that up next as you wake up with the Novos. Stephen and Crevo, new FM.
Now, Crevo, I wouldn't have to tell you, it's been bloody freezing for the last couple of weeks. Oh, so cold.
It's
right?
Like winter was not off. It was off and then it just switched on full on. Did not, like, give us a little lead in at all. It just went straight to full winter.
And obviously, it is, like, particularly cold in the mornings and at night.
Yeah.
And you and I get up pretty early for this job. Mm-hmm. So we're up well before the sun is. And it's so, so cold at the crack of dawn. So, so cold. So I've come up with this genius innovation to keep myself warm. Give myself a little bit of comfort in this cold weather.
Now, if you invent something that can, like, help people get warm in winter, you're onto big money.
Well, I'm not sure how I'd market this. It is a bit of a free tip. Everyone can just do it at home.
Oh, okay.
I'm giving this away for free.
That's generous. That's nice. That's generous.
Because for the last couple nights, I've made a conscious decision, right, to sleep in the clothes I want to wear the next day. So everything I'm wearing today in studio, I went to sleep in last night.
Like jeans and a jumper and everything?
No, I've got jeans. I've got tracky pants on.
Okay.
Trackies, me hoodie. Oh, it's radio, you know? Like,
yeah, okay.
Who am I dressing up for?
Yeah.
It's one of the few perks of the job, you know? It's the trackies on, hoodie on.
You wearing the hoodie in bed?
Wore the hoodie in bed. Yeah, wore everything. Like the shirt I'm wearing as well, wore it to bed last night.
Nah.
Because, hear me out, right?
Mm-hmm.
That means the next morning, when I wake up, go have me shower, but then I get, like, changed, ready for work, into warm clothes already. They're already warm. The clothes are already warm. So, you know when you're like...
I'm sorry, that's ridiculous.
No, you know when you put a jumper on from the drawer, it's a little bit cold. It takes a while for your, like, body heat to warm it up and then, like, insulate you, right? But if it's already warm, you've done half the hard yards.
That's gross.
You're downhill from here.
Nah, it's gross. I'm saying it now.
Do you genuinely think it's gross?
Yeah, get some fresh clothes on.
My housemate said the same, but I think it's genius. It's the only sleep. What am I doing in bed that's going to make them all gross? It's not like I'm sweating. It's not a strenuous exercise. I'm lying still for 8 hours.
Yeah, but you're just in and amongst, you know, your body. I just think it's a no.
Here's my question for you.
Okay.
How many times can you wear trackies or a hoodie without washing them? You don't wash it every time, do you? You don't wash a hoodie every time you wear
one. Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. I've got about 10, 15 hoodies.
Hand on heart. You wash it every
time?
Hand on
heart, every time.
You hate the environment then, clearly.
Well, and it's not about that. It's just about you've got to have fresh clothes because, you know, you're interacting with people. You're in and amongst an office environment.
Well, for most of us who can't afford 15 hoodies, I feel like wearing a hoodie multiple times is fine. You can wear it 2 days in a row, no dramas.
Okay, it's maybe 2 days, but it's just personally I don't. But 2 days is fine, but you don't sleep
So how's
in
that
it.
Any different from me sleeping in it and wearing the next day? It's essentially 2 days.
Nah, it's not the same. It's not the same. You can't sleep in your clothes and wear them straight. It's like coming to work in your pyjamas. You are. You're working in pyjamas. That's a no.
Well, pyjamas are just a construct, but I think this is a genius idea. I do. And I think, like, if you try it, it'll just make you so much warmer on those cold mornings.
No.
But this is what we're divided in studio. I need to know, 4967405, is this gross or is it genius? Wearing the clothes you want to wear the next day to bed.
It's gross. I'm saying it's gross. Are you Team Crevo, it's gross, or are you genius, you think it's Stephen's way? No.
Of course you do, and of course, for getting involved with the show, win yourself a family pass to see Snowtime in the Gardens, returning to the Hunter Valley Gardens, of course. So, give us a call, 4967405, wearing your clothes to bed the night before, genius or gross?
New FM.
Now, Crevo, I've come up with a new idea to help people, I guess, battle the cold, because it's been very frosty conditions the last couple of weeks.
It suddenly switched on around Newcastle and the Hunter, the winter, just turned on.
But like all innovators, all artists, I'm not appreciated in my own time. I feel like my time will have to come and go before people appreciate the genius of this idea. Because the gross label has been thrown around for what I think is just a really fundamentally sound idea. The idea is, for those just joining us, that you sleep in the clothes that you want to wear the next day, the night before, so that when you wake up, have me shower, then get back into these clothes, and they're already warm.
I don't have to
warm up the clothes. They're already warm from my body heat, and that helps me tackle these frosty conditions.
That's not innovative. That's just gross. I'm telling you, this is not the way to do it. It's a no good. It's a no from Crevo.
Well, that's what we're asking on 4967405. Is this idea genius or gross? And, of course, for getting your calls on the air, you can get yourself to what is going to be very cold conditions, I suppose. Snow time in the gardens, returning to Hunter Valley Gardens. We've got family passes to give away. So let's open up to Novocastrians, I suppose. Let's go first to Nikki in Edgeworth. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning.
How are you? You sound chipper for your Friday.
Oh, it's Friday. It's always a good day.
Yes.
Ah, that's what we love to hear. Now, tell us, what do you think? Is this idea gross or is it genius, Nikki?
It is genius. I work from home, and if people don't see me in a Zoom in my pajamas, they actually ask what's wrong with me.
Oh, really? So they're expecting you in your pajamas?
Absolutely. Even with the CEO, like, honestly, it is just brilliant. There is nothing wrong with wearing a hoodie five times in a row or wearing your pajamas to a Zoom or wearing the clothes that you wore to bed to work the next day. It's warm. You don't have to get undressed. It's genius.
Nikki gets it. Comfort first. Comfort above everything. That's it. You know, we live in the world where people are so superficial like you, Creevo.
Oh,
you know?
They're
so vain.
Nah. But it's not about being vain. It's about personal hygiene. And I just, it's a no from me. Anyway, let's go from Nikki to Vicky. Hey, Vicky, how's Cardiff South this morning?
Good. I'm great.
That's the way.
I think it's so gross.
When you're
in bed at night, because you're so nice and warm, it is gross.
Yeah, thank you. No, absolutely.
No worries, Grubo. I'm with you. And I would only wear a hoodie once.
Yeah, there we go. Some common sense. It's not that common these days, is it, Vicky?
That's right.
Yep, so true.
Unbelievable. I can't believe that.
All right.
Accusations getting thrown around.
1 point apiece here. Let's settle this once and for all, forever.
All right. We'll go to Abermain. We've got Amber on the line. Good morning, Amber.
Hello. Morning, guys.
How you feeling for your feel-good Friday?
Great, loving
yes.
it.
Yes,
what
get
we
in
love
there.
To hear. Now, help us settle this debate. It's one apiece. You've got the deciding vote. What do you think, genius or gross?
It's gross.
Oh, guilty.
Amber. So
it's
bad.
About hygiene. And
thank you.
If you want your clothes to be warm in the morning, chuck them in the dryer.
Oh, there you go. Top tip.
Cost of power going up 25% right across the Hunter. You know, times are tough, Amber. Not everyone can just chuck the heater on every... Must be nice.
A few minutes in the dryer is not going to send you bankrupt, and it will have you smelling sweet as a rose as well. Isn't that right, Amber?
Exactly.
Yeah, there we go. All right, solved once and for all. And you know what, Amber? Just for joining in and saying the correct answer, we're going to hook you up with our Snow Time in the Gardens test drive. You're coming along with us.
Awesome, thank you.
We're doing this, are we? We're not going to consult on it?
Nah, absolutely right. Amber's a genius. I like what she does and I like her style. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. The winning is as simple as that.
And the winning continues for your Feel Good Friday as well. Of course, head to newfm.com.au. Make sure you're registered for New FM's 20K side hustle because it is the easiest way right across the Hunter to earn that extra cash moolah.
That's right. Make sure you register now. newfm.com.au. That's us done and dusted.
Weekend time. We'll see you Monday.
See you then. Bye.